dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, as I'd like to say, my favorite day of the week. It is Friday, 25th of May. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Does never sleep over the weekend. It is up and running, normal time, 24/7. However, I will say, this vet will not be behind the microphone on Monday, Memorial Day. It will be the best of. Quick check of, well, it's one of those things. It's Memorial Day. We'll talk about Memorial Day in a little bit. But first, the financial markets for a Friday, being a three-day weekend ahead. There's no question Wall Street was going to go out higher. Wall Street stocks rose smartly in quiet session Friday as investors adjusted positions ahead of a long holiday weekend and tried to determine whether a lackluster week is a sign of a departure from the market's month-long run-up or merely a temporary pause. Dow Jones Industrial Averages climbed 66 points to close at 13,507. NASDAQ up almost 20 points at 2,557. Even the S&P oked out a gain of 8 points to close at 1,515. In the metals complex, gold too went up positively into the three-day weekend, closing up $2.40. At $656.40, silver up 9 cents, finally closed at $13 as opposed to $12.99. Platinum off $7 at $1,279. Palladium flat on the day, ended at $3.69. Crude oil was higher by a dollar. Well, just in time for the Memorial Day weekend. So was gasoline futures. But don't worry about it. It's a three-day weekend. U.S. dollar index weaker by 7 basis points in the week at 82.27. What do we have in store for next week? Well, it's always a tough week when you have 4 days because people just don't get into the rhythm. But 4 days, a lot of stuff next week. We'll tell that to you when we return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, next week, as we get ready for a short week, people better have their pencil sharpened. Be in a short week. Still a lot of stuff coming out next week. Some of the government reports we are going to have to deal with. Consumer confidence on Tuesday. That should be a laugh. Federal Open Market Committee meeting minutes come out on Wednesday. The Generally Dumb Public Report comes out on Wednesday as well. That's otherwise known as the GDP. Actually, this one is a real one. Initial jobless claims, construction spending, help wanted index on Thursday, jobs data, personal income, spending, inflation figures, ICM index, and Michigan sentiment, and pending home sales on Friday. Well, if today is any gauge on pending home sales, it's not going to be too good a week as far as information is concerned. I wonder how they're going to massage it. Today it was announced that sales of existing homes fell more than expected in April, while prices slid for a record 9th consecutive month, indicating further troubles ahead for the housing market. But I thought they sold the housing market earlier this week. The National Association of Realtors reported Friday that sales of existing homes dropped by 2.6% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.99 million units, the slowest pace in nearly 4 years. The median price of the home fell to $220,000, a 0.8% decline from the median price a year ago. See, that's the American dream, home ownership. Yes, now you can have the American dream for $220,000. You can get yourself a fixed rate, and you can be a homeowner free and clear in 30 years. And when you figure it all out, your $220,000 home, you would have forked out $500,000. What a deal. As for the metals, well, we were buffeted this week, no question about it. What was the reason? Heavy gold sales from European central banks of the past 2 months have taken a toll on bullion investor sentiment, despite robust jewelry demand, and as top miners say, production may take a hit this year. Prices of the precious metal have struggled this year to duplicate the double-digit growth of 2005 and 2006, even though market fundamentals were tight. Larger than usual government sales have flooded the market with excess supply. Oh, everything makes so much sense. Analysts said other reasons the gold market is less bullish included competition from surging stock markets, heavy sales by investment funds, and a seasonal slowdown in physical buying as Indians' wedding season winds down. There have been unusually large central bank sales over the past couple of weeks, and that's weighed some pressure on the market, said Bill O'Neill, co-founder of a commodity consulting firm. Over the past 2 months, the European Central Bank sold more than its fair share of gold to diversify holdings and to take advantage of the lofty prices. The Bank of Spain sold 2.6 million ounces of gold from its reserves in March and April. Bank of France said it had sold 105 tons of gold in 2006, but would not comment on the pace of sales this year. Interesting. In total, gold and gold receivables held by Eurozone central banks fell by an astounding 1.46 billion euros since the beginning of April. The sale was consistent with the 2004 Central Bank Gold Agreement, which came into force in September 2004 and bound banks to cap total sales of 2,500 tons in the 2004 to 2009 period, compared with the 2,000 tons in the previous years. Analysts said the huge government sales flooded the market with extra bullion supply and also dampened buying sentiment. I wonder who these people were. John Reedy, head of precious metal strategy at UBS, said ECB gold sales picked up strongly in March and April from a slower pace in the 6 months prior to March. I think the most important thing that central banks do is in the way that they altered sentiment rather than the actual flows to the market. As we mentioned, gold today closed at $655 an ounce so far this year. It has gained just 3% from its 2006 finish of $636, which was dwarfed by a 23% rally in 2006 and 18% growth in 2005. Neil Ryan, director of economic research at Blanchard & Company, said he had not seen ECB sales that had matched the magnitude of the selling in the past couple of months. He went on to add that central bank activity was the main reason for the disconnect between gold prices and the tight market fundamentals, low mine production, and increased demand. Oh, hello, someone just figured that one all out. Way to go, buddy, over at Blanchard. Well, it's not the Blanchard of the firm Blanchard that was put together by Jim Blanchard. He must probably be rolling in his grave by the way they conduct business today. Anyway, Jim Blanchard's real firm is Jefferson Rare Coin and Bullion. Sold out of Blanchard and Company, was taken over by GE, giant conglomerate. Anyway, so that's the story on gold, but you see, my friends, there's some people out there that are panicky, and it is obviously the people that are holding fiat currency. And so subsequently, you have, and this is why I say, and I try to remind you on a constant basis, the spot price that you see, and I quote every single day, is really a fictitious price. It just simply represents central banks, large institutions, and traders who trade 400-ounce contracts on a daily basis. It does not in any way, shape, or form represent what you or I do in buying individual gold, which is the reason why, as many expect, it's not going to be too long before the bubble bursts and the reality hits home. People suddenly realize that because of, should we say, strange American foreign policy that the chickens will come home to roost. Speaking of which, it is interesting to have witnessed last night a debate, and I don't often catch a show, but there was they are now teasing you on CNN about Ron Paul. Coming up, a debate about America's foreign policy, thanks to Ron Paul. And they had, on Paula's on, they had three people. One little whippersnapper, Republican, Ben Ferguson, stuck between a liberal talk show host and another talk show host who I don't recognize. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. Ben Ferguson, born 1981, became a writer of note, was highly touted by WorldNet Daily as a rising star of the young Republicans. And he was there to debate Ron Paul's assertion that the events that led up to September the 11th were in large part because of a failed American foreign policy for decades in the Middle East. Well, Ben Ferguson, who I actually have even spoken to the guy, he came out with a book a couple of years ago, called me up, wanted to come on my show and push his book. I'd read a couple of the articles he had written, and I knew right back then, and this was 4 years ago, I knew back then that he was a tucker short of a full plate when it came to American history. And subsequently, after I challenged him on a couple of his notions and his theories and his ideologies, he never called me back. But that was explained last night as I was watching him, as he was trying to get his hands around the statement that Ron Paul made. You see, because it's very hard to see reality or the truth if, as I often said, if your premises, in other words, the way your ideology is shaped, if your ideology is shaped based on a false premise, every subsequent decision you make after that point will ultimately be wrong, because what's built on false will always be false. So here you've got a young little mushhead. Fortunately, his brain wasn't warped by his experiences at college with socialism, but he unfortunately has bought into the concept of exceptionalism. And I know I'm treading on hallowed ground here if I start talking about exceptionalism, and I'll try and explain when we return.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't eat nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American. In all the years he walked this earth, I swear all he did was work. Said the devil dreams on an idle horse, so you listen to me, squirt. Don't get you high on a bottle and get right with a man. Fight your fights, find your grace, and all the things that you can't change. And help somebody if you can.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, some Theranos directions from the genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, because she'll lie to you. What is American exceptionalism? This is, unfortunately, a belief system that Ben Ferguson obviously has. And I would say it's most probably because of his youth. And his lack of understanding of American history, or, for that matter, reading American history that's politically correct. It is one of the subjects that if Ron Paul starts digging any deeper into the causes of September the 11th in American foreign policy, he's going to have to come to grips with. Because American exceptionalism has been historically referred to as the perception that the United States differs quantitatively from other developed nations because of its unique origins, national credo, historical evolution, or distinctive political and religious institutions. The difference is typically expressed as some categorical superiority to which is usually attached some rationalization or explanation that may vary greatly depending on the historical period and the political context. The term was first used in respect to the United States by Alexis de Tocqueville, in 1831. Now, bear in mind, Alexis de Tocqueville at the time was a lawyer who came to see what America's penal system was all about. And while he was here, he had an opportunity to travel the country rather than mixing with the elites in Washington, D.C. And he got to know the American people. Hence the statement he made that America is great because America is good. And then went on to add that America will cease to be great when America ceases to be good. He was not referring to government. He was referring to the people. He saw goodness in the people that he did not see reflected in the government. American exceptionalism is close to the idea of manifest destiny, a term used by Jacksonian Democrats in the 1840s to promote the annexation of much of what is now the Western United States. The term was later used in the 1890s by Republicans as a theoretical justification for U.S. expansion outside of North America. The term has come to describe the belief that the United States has an exceptional position among countries and should not be bound by international law except where it serves American interests. This position is driven by a premise that the United States cannot violate international law because of the view that America itself was largely responsible for instigating those norms in the first place. This view has come under stress due to a perceived international condemnation of U.S. human rights practices under the doctrine of war on terror. The basis most commonly cited for American exceptionalism is the idea that the United States and the American people hold a special place in the world by offering opportunity and hope for humanity derived from a unique balance of public and private interests governed by constitutional ideals that are focused on personal and economic freedoms. It is therefore used by the United States citizens to indicate a moral superiority of America or Americans. Others use it to refer to the American concept as itself an exceptional ideal which gives the country a privileged position and which may or may not always be upheld by the actual people and the government of the nation. Researchers and academics, however, generally use a term to strictly mean sharp and measurable differences in public opinion and political behavior between the United States and their counterparts in other developed democracies. What we have here is the ability, and I have to say this, it's going to be very tough. In order to understand what Ron Paul is talking about, we are going to have to open up a Pandora's box. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not sure many people can handle the truth. Because their perceptions and their ideals have been built on, as I said, have been, whatever's built on false will always be false. And it's tough to come to grips with these icons that one has built. In order for me to understand how I lost a country, I had to first tear down a lot of the people I looked up to because of the education I received. It's Cecil John Rhodes. Hey, he was a decent guy. He was a philanthropist. He was the founder of my country. We named it after him. He was an all-round good guy. He improved the lives of the black people. And that's what I was led to believe. If anybody said anything otherwise, it was a tough thing to deal with. But in order to find out how I lost a country, I had to take Cecil John Rhodes off that pedestal. And to understand religion, I had to break down a few barriers there as well. Anyway, when we return, phone lines are open. We have Bob in D.C., and we'll go right to him after this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This Friday. Let's go to the phones. We've got Bob in D.C. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Robbie. How are you there?
I'm doing well, sir.
That's good. Say, I just want a couple of things. Walter Burian, and he's the CAFR King, you know, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report
the
guy.
Report. Yeah.
He's very knowledgeable. He was on both hours of Charlie Giuliani's show today, Truth Hurts Show. And he's very good. And he returned my email, and he told me about a Ron Paul breakfast club that they've got that you should know about in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. And Phoenix seems to be the vortex. We have Ernie Hancock is the driving force behind everything, I can't remember his website. I'll get it for you in a second.
Well, I've got one here for this meeting, if you'd like it.
Sure.
It's Ron Paul, contiguous, R-O-N-P-A-U-L, meetup.com/21, that's 2-1, /. Now, if they don't have a computer, here's a phone number they can call. They can call Walter Burian at this number for details. 928-445-3532.
Okay. I just found his website. But they got a thing down here that's it's called the Ron Paul Revolution, which was set up by Ernest Hancock. It's called free, now this thing's gone. It's, freedomsphoenix.com. And it's, and Ernest Hancock, has been very active in libertarian efforts here in Phoenix for many, many years. and he helped set up Ron Paul Revolution. And yeah, they have Ron Paul used to be a frequent. We have a thing called the, well, it's part and parcel of the Breakfast Club. It's something that's been established here for eons. I think it was originally started by the John Birch Society. And I've given speeches there a couple of times at the Breakfast Club. It's every Sunday, morning at usually at a breakfast establishment somewhere, and everybody gets together. Ron Paul used to come down to these things on a regular basis. He was a regular speaker at the Breakfast Club, so that's all part and parcel. Look, this thing's catching on. I mean, it's, you know, I think what, as I said, what people are going to have a hard time dealing with is when we start looking into U.S. foreign policy, you're going to have to come to grips with many unpleasant realities of American foreign policy. And a lot of people will be in denial for the longest time, but you will never, ever get a solution to this problem until you start addressing those issues. And it goes way back. I mean, that's the reason why I brought up this theory of exceptionalism, which people like Rush Limbaugh buy into the theory of exceptionalism, and that Americans' foreign policy is justified because we operate from a higher moral standard than any other country in the world. And unfortunately, it's that philosophy, by and large, when you boil it all down, is what Ron Paul is saying. It's that philosophy of exceptionalism that ultimately led to the attacks of September the 11th.
Yeah, that and the people that really play both sides against the middle.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we're just one side of that coin. You know, the other side of that coin, it's like those who manipulate Muslims against Christians. Now, who would be doing that?
Oh, certainly. And look, I will buy into the theory of exceptionalism, but under the theory of Washington. Washington had a theory of exceptionalism. And in his farewell address, although he didn't use the term exceptionalism, when you read his admonition to the citizens in how to retain this republic by remaining free of foreign entanglements and foreign alliances, he felt that the greatest force for liberty and freedom outside of the borders of the United States would be to set the high examples and ideals of the American people so that other countries would emulate the American experience rather than be forced to adhere to it from the barrel of a gun. Because yeah. once you try and do that, you have animosity. I mean, let's be honest. There's serious animosity between America and the indigenous Native Americans. As a matter of fact, they're pushing the United Nations to adopt a program of the rights of indigenous peoples, where the United Nations will sanction the rights of the indigenous peoples. They've been trying to get it through the United Nations for a long time, but you can imagine that the countries part of the UN who oppose the rights of indigenous peoples are the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa hadn't fallen to the ANC, South Africa would be there as well, yeah. and Israel. More importantly, is opposed to this UN declaration because that UN declaration gives the people, the indigenous peoples of a land, a international backing for right of return to their original homelands.
And there's a group called the Métis up in Canada, I think Saskatchewan, Dick Garneau. If anybody wants to do a web search, look up Dick Garneau.
I'll see.
And very interesting guy.
Oh, absolutely. I think if Ron Paul wants to appeal to a minority group, I think his message and his honesty would resonate with Native Americans.
Well, there anyone who has anyone who died or was severely wounded in these ridiculous wars that they've gotten us into, we'll have a good feeling for Ron Paul. And I think the problem is that it's like, I think Walter Burian was saying it today on Hertz's show, is that no matter how popular Ron Paul is, the Republicans will not nominate him.
Well, that's a fact of life, because yeah. he will have to bring out all the skeletons
I think if that happens, we must create a new party, and we must either call it the Christian Democrats or the Christian Republicans. I don't know which.
Well, I this morning on C-SPAN, I almost choked. Jerome Kersey was on C-SPAN this morning, who's been writing the articles about the continuity of government act that Bush signed last month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very informative.
Now, was that an act or an executive order?
It's a PDF.
What is a PDF?
Well, a presidential directive.
Well, okay, that's an executive order.
The order.
Hitler at least got the Reichstag to give him those powers. So this guy is just giving himself those powers. It's unbelievable.
I think the difference with the PDF is Congress doesn't have any say in overruling a presidential directive, because in large part, although that some of the information in the PDF is made public, a large portion of a PDF is retained secret because of national security interests.
Yeah, but that's just counter-constitutional. That's just BS. That's just, that's not true at all. They just don't fight it.
Well, certainly. I mean, that's true as well. But the response from the people you had a lot of callers, especially Republicans, that called in and said, well, every president since FDR has signed a continuity of government act.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true. They all have. Clinton signed one. I even remember that one. The problem with this PDF, according to Jerome Kersey, is the language that gives the president unprecedented powers of assuming total control over three branches of government, including and up to the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever an emergency of national importance, only he can declare it and only he can rescind it, which is pretty scary when you think about it.
Well, like I say, Hitler didn't even try that. Hitler had the Reichstag give him those powers. I mean, he Hitler was smart. He used the law. He was legal every inch of the way.
People will make the argument of a false flag operation. It's not as though this is something that hasn't been considered by high level government officials. I mean, all I got to do is refer you to Operation Northwoods. Back during the Cuban crisis, when the Pentagon had Operation Northwoods in place.
Well, that was Lindner,
To attack American citizens and then blame it on Cuba to give a reason for attacking Cuba.
It got so bad back then that Ike saw it coming, and even though he was essentially pretty much a liberal, but it was so bad that he came up with his farewell speech about the military-industrial complex, but it didn't be good.
Well, he referred to it as a congressional military-industrial complex, and they forced him to take out the term congressional.
Mm.
So he just referred to it as a military-industrial complex.
I'm surprised he said anything at all.
He was a soldier's soldier. I've read a lot of Ike's stuff, and just like anybody else, didn't agree with everything he said, but by and large, he held true to his belief system. He was a true American. He understood the ideals. Obviously, he did stuff, as all presidents do. They do stuff not because they want to do it, but obviously in order to, deal with, the shadow government in Washington, D.C.
I think that MIC speech proves that point. He overcame all his liberal tendencies to do that, I believe.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly. It's as I said, Ron Paul has opened up a Pandora's box. And to be perfect, as I said to you, I don't know how people are gonna be able to deal with the reality
mm-hmm.
of of the theory of exceptionalism in order to justify, obviously, because exceptionalism is what George Bush, that theory is what George Bush used. And it's a theory, by the way, that is supported by Nathan Sharansky.
Yeah, right.
Who he is going to Bulgaria with, I believe, in a week's time. And that's Nathan Sharansky's whole concept of Israel.
You always wonder how it can get any worse.
Oh, certainly. And obviously, the only two countries, four countries in the world today that still ascribe to exceptionalism, as I said, are predominantly former colonial countries. Because, obviously we're going to be dealing with the situation. I mean, this is the reason for all conflicts in the world. And as I said, it's a good thing, but I don't think people are going to be able to deal with it. I mean, it's a tough thing. And the only reason why I say that is because I had to come to grips with it.
Well, some people don't even have the knowledge that internet people have, so-called wired people have. But wired people do have a real knowledge. I mean, they've made a lot of breakthroughs, but that's only, I'm just estimating, that's maybe 10, 15, maybe 20% of the population can come to grips. And that's enough to get the ball rolling, but you're absolutely right. There's a thing called reaction formation in psychology, and it's very real. And this whole Zionist over 50, 60 years, this whole attack on Christianity and that kind of thing has set up a reaction formation where people are afraid to look where they should be looking. But they're just going to have to make the breakthrough. You know, I mean, you're right. There is a big awakening coming, and a real one. And you're absolutely right.
And a lot of people hold the views that Rudy Giuliani, or the reaction that Rudy Giuliani had to Ron Paul.
Well, I mean, if Ron Paul ever came out with the truth on Rudy Giuliani, and a lot of people know it, Giuliani is so dirty. It's incredible.
Ron Paul doesn't have to dirty his hands with that. The firefighters from New York City are going to destroy Rudy's
skin. Maybe the lower level ones are, but I wouldn't trust any high level New York City.
These are your standard firefighters,
right.
who were at the receiving end of a lot of Rudy Giuliani's
local
implementation.
Local companies, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to have a tough time, because people hold firefighters in high esteem. As a matter of fact, I would say that the majority of people will hold your standard firefighter in higher esteem than a low-life politician like Rudy Giuliani.
So you know what he did in New York, don't you?
Oh, sure.
He went after the Italian mob.
Oh, sure.
And he never touched the Jewish mob.
Of course not.
And he was absolutely working for them, really. I mean, that was the whole deal. And when that comes out more and more, it's it'll at least make things more obvious to people and let them break through a little more. But it ain't going to be easy. You're right. It ain't going to be easy.
Well, I appreciate the call, Bob.
By the way, the meeting is on Saturday, which would be
tomorrow.
At 8 a.m., yep. So anyone that's interested would have to call tonight.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, partner.
Well, my friends, final segment coming up. A little thing I always do on Memorial Day. We celebrate the sacrifices made by those who wore their country's uniform and gave the ultimate sacrifice. My personal opinion, Memorial Day should be a day where vets who have seen the real consequences of war should be talking about how utterly barbaric it is that in today's enlightened age, we still settle conflicts in the most barbaric of fashions. Today, watching C-SPAN and CNN and MSNBC, I don't know how much longer I can take seeing mothers, especially the mothers of those missing soldiers. The anguish that they must be going through, sitting around at home, fearing a knock on the door. Must be hell on earth. There's no other way to explain it. And why should these mothers go through that? Why are wars fought? Wars are only justified when your country, your sovereignty, is being attacked. And until people start to figure out that wars solve nothing. Anyway, when we return, my little tribute.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now.
Ago. It is as relevant as the first time I read it over a decade ago as it is today. I had a dream the other night, I don't understand. A figure walking through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, speaking low, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave in this, the land of the free and the home of the brave. You buy permits to travel, permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in choosing how that money is spent. Your children must attend school that doesn't educate, and your values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the foreign IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver or gold. You've traded in your wealth. You pay for your crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number as you've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm, so they can padlock churches and steal the family farm and keep our country deep in debt, put men of God in jail, harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. The public servants don't uphold the solemn oath they've sworn. They define, rape the nation, and leave its fabric tattered and torn. Your leaders ship artillery and guns to foreign shores and then send your sons to slaughter, fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedom for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? Are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Rise and take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land." I wait for the best.
With recent international flight